It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with Andy Carboni. And Andy, the Red Sox are opening up a series against the Orioles starting tonight at Fenway Park. And they won a series against the Cubs over the weekend. So where are we at?
Well, Red Sox are kind of up and down. They're 13-11 in second place in the AL East behind the first place Orioles and Yankees. So it'll be a key four-game series coming up against the Orioles. Of course, you're coming off the series they played against the Orioles last week, where there was some bad blood with balls being thrown at Manny Machado. He had Dustin Pedroia being spiked by Machado. So there could be some issues going on over the next few days over at Fenway. Who knows? We could see a bench clear. But the Red Sox, like you said, they took 2 or 3 from the Cubs over the weekend. It was a good sign to see. I mean, the Cubs have been kind of staggering out of the gate as well. Their record the same at 13-11. But a couple notes for the Red Sox over the weekend. You do have to like the fact you're seeing Hanley Ramirez hitting a couple home runs over the weekend. He now has 3 on the season. In fact, hit the longest home run at Fenway Park this year at 469 feet. That happened on Saturday, so that was quite a moonshot that got sent out over the left field wall. And some news on the disabled list crew. We have David Price. He threw a 30-pitch simulated game against hitters on Saturday, first time he threw against batters in 2 months. He's going to throw another 40 pitches in a simulated game on Thursday.
Andy, what else do we know about the disabled list with the likes of, say, Pablo Sandoval?
Well, no major update as to when Pablo is going to come back. The 10-day DL that he's on right now, that time is going to come and go, so he'll remain on the 10-day disabled list. They did activate Jeff Rutledge off the DL when they put Pablo on the disabled list. I wouldn't expect to see Pablo anytime soon. They're really not saying much about the knee sprain, so who knows, it could be more than what they're leading on.
Gotcha. All right, as we look at the rest of the Red Sox news, what else you got for us, Andy?
Well, it was interesting, the fact on Thursday when the Sox lost the Yankees 3-0, Chris Sale pitches another gem for the Red Sox, going 8 innings, striking out 10. He still only has 1 run on the season, but Sale becomes the 4th Red Sox pitcher to have 10 or more strikeouts in 4 straight starts, so he joins the class of Clemens, Pedro Martinez, and John Lester. And the game on Thursday with that matchup between Chris Sale and Masahiro Tanaka of the Yankees, it lasted just a mere 2 hours and 21 minutes, the fastest Red Sox-Yankee game in 23 years.
Oh, my goodness. Well, wow. I'm surprised it's not longer, to be honest with you, Andy. 23 years, but yeah.
No, but there was some speed dating going on over at Fenway that night, that's for sure.
Absolutely. All right, and so let's see here. You mentioned a number of things. I guess the Red Sox catching situation is solidifying as well behind Christian Vasquez.
Yeah, but starting to rear its ugly head for Sandy Leon. Christian Vasquez has been hitting well. When he's had his chance to play, he's now going to be the number one catcher. He's currently batting .412 on the season. Obviously, you can't expect that to last, but his defense with his strong arm will coincide with any hitting he gives you, and he'll be the lead guy. Leon will catch, though, still. He'll still catch Chris Sale and Rick Porcello, so you know, you at least see him twice a week, giving Vasquez a breather. And also, over the weekend, fans were able to take pictures with 2 curse-breaking World Series trophies. 2004 Red Sox World Series trophy was set up on a table right next to last year's Chicago Cubs World Series trophy.
Gotcha. All right. Well, what else we got, Andy, for I don't know if there's anything else on the Red Sox, but if we want to jump to Major League Baseball, I know you have some very interesting notes for us this week.
Yeah, certainly this past week in Major League Baseball has been quite exciting, especially for rookie Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees. Becomes just the 3rd Yankee to hit a home run on his birthday at Fenway Park. Only the players to do that, Yogi Berra and Roger Maris, so entering some elite company there. But Judge also tied on Saturday the rookie record with 10 home runs in the month of April. Elsewhere, Yankees reliever Brian Mitchell yesterday pitched, then went and played first base, and then came back in the pitch in an extra inning game against the Orioles. Yankees short on arms over the weekend with relievers being used on multiple days and throwing many pitches. So that was kind of interesting to see a pitcher at first base. He actually dropped a pop-up in foul territory, so who knows if you'll ever see that again, but that was something different. Marcus Thames of the Milwaukee Brewers set a team record with 11 home runs in the month of April. And so far this year, Thames has been tested 3 times for PEDs, twice in the last 2 weeks. So I thought that was kind of interesting. He comes back from Korea hitting home runs left and right, and they're now testing him left and right. So I don't know what the correlation there is, so that's a little sketchy. Yesterday, huge offensive day for Nationals third baseman Anthony Rendon. Have been scuffling all season, batting .220. Did not have a home run yet this year. But yesterday, he had what some players have in a whole season or even a career. Becomes the 13th player in Major League Baseball history to have 10 RBIs in a game. He also had 3 home runs in that game as well. The 3 home runs and 10 RBIs in the game was also done, Red Sox fans will remember, by Fred Lynn in 1975 at Tigers Stadium. And Rendon also becomes the second player in Major League Baseball history to go 6-for-6 in a game with the 3 home runs and the 10 RBIs.
That's an incredible. That's just like a classic baseball milestone kind of a game. Double digits in RBIs, 3 home runs, 6 hits. Just unbelievable game.
I mean, after a day like that, you might as well just do the mic drop and walk away. I'm not going to top this. I'm done.
Well, that's a big story to end on. But, Andy, do you have one more note for us?
Yeah, just from the pitching side of things, we talked about a lot of offense on the Major League Baseball notes today. Clayton Kershaw, Los Angeles Dodgers, arguably the best pitcher in Major League Baseball, becomes the first starting pitcher to reach 5 wins this season, all in the month of April. So he's on his way to probably yet another Cy Young Award.
All right, there he is, the Baseball Insider, Andy Carbone. We'll check back again soon.
Sounds good, Bill. Appreciate it.
Andy Carbone, our Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.